Hello, welcome to your daily briefing. July the 27th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity that you have afforded us, that we might spend some time in study. We thank you that you have warned us in advance of all of the things that are to take place. And we know, Lord, that you have told us that we must be ready. We ask today that you would fill us with further understanding and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today I'd like to share with you an article from the Chicago Tribune. And it has to do with a lot of the things that are happening now, especially the COVID-19. Now, the title of the article is, Will COVID-19 Vaccine Be Mandatory? The title again, Will COVID-19 Vaccine Be Mandatory? The article was published on April the 12th, 2021. And the writer of the article is David Baker. The title again, Will COVID-19 Vaccine Be Mandatory? And then there's a subtext which says, At some colleges, events, and workplaces, it already is. Now, I'm sure you will remember that before there was this discussion on the mandatory possibilities, and people were making the point that this was not going to happen. You'd have the choice to do what you needed to do in order to protect yourself and to protect others. However, that has changed because COVID-19 and some of its variables are rising one more time. Let's take a look at this article. COVID-19 vaccination requirements are fast becoming facts of life in the U.S., spreading business by business, even as politicians and privacy advocates rail against them. Brown, Notre Dame, and Rutgers are among universities warning students and staff they'll need shots in order to return to campus this fall. Some sports teams are demanding proof of vaccination or a negative test from fans as arena reopens. Want to see your favorite hand, your band play indoors in California? As bigger venues, the same rules will apply. A Houston hospital chain recently ordered its 26,000 employees to get vaccinated. Yet it's another matter how people prove they've had their shots or are COVID-free. Republican politicians and privacy advocates are bristling over so-called vaccination passports, with some states moving to restrict their use. Now, of course, I'm sure you remember that when this first started, there was this decision that this was not going to be mandatory, that people would have the choice that they would need to make. But as I said before, as the variables and the variants begin to spread all over the world now, they're changing their tune where that is concerned. Continuing, given the fraught politics, many companies are not necessarily wanting to be the first in their sector to take the plunge, said Carmen Shachar, executive director of the Petrie Flom Center for Health Law Policy, Biotechnology and Bioethics at Harvard Law School. Still, we're going to see employers start to require vaccinations if you want to come into the office, if you will have a public-facing job. While there may be an uptick in the companies asking whether they can require vaccinations, few are ready to make this commitment. The Biden administration is leaving the issue to the private sector, with White House Press Secretary David Paskey this week saying that the U.S. government won't issue vaccine passports. They are usually conceived of as smartphone apps that show the holder has been immunized against COVID-19, eliminating the need to carry around the paper card that comes with completed vaccinations. It would be a simple check for employers to do, said Susan Klein, an employment lawyer in Indianapolis. But when you start looking at saying everyone has to show their passport, there starts to be a lot of obstacles. The stipulations are following the same haphazard pattern that has characterized so much of the U.S. pandemic response, varying company by company, state by state, and subject to the vagaries of local politics. But it is clear that vaccination rules will become a continuing concern for anyone who works in a U.S. business or patronizes one. Public health measures became a partisan issue as soon as former President Donald Trump began downplaying the pandemic, and fierce debate arose over its severity. The wearing of masks and government-enforced lockdowns, vaccine requirements, and passports have become the latest flashpoints. This should be given the choice to receive the vaccine. It should not violate personal freedoms by requiring them to be given, said Idaho's Republican Governor Brad Little on Wednesday, after signing an executive order banning the vaccination requirements for people seeking public services. The governors of Florida and Texas have issued similar orders. Vaccine passports create different classes of citizens, Little said. And yet, New York State has unveiled its Excelsior Pass smartphone app to quickly prove vaccination or a clean test. The widely used Clear Airport check-in system will soon offer its own version. Many businesses have so far decided on a higher touch. As they reopen offices, they have strongly encouraged employees to get vaccinated, but stopped short of requiring it. That includes Amazon, which offers frontline employees as much as $80 to be immunized, and Walmart, which provides shots at its stores and gives associates 2 hours of paid time off to get theirs. A recent survey by the consulting firm Mercer told health management that found that 73% of employees don't plan to make vaccination a requirement. People don't want to go into something that feels like an antagonistic relationship in their workforce, says Mary Kay O'Neill, senior classical advisor for Mercer. Employers are just trying to be supportive and facilitate the growing vaccine program without it being a rule. The Houston Methodist Health Care System is taking another tack. Its chief executive officer, in a March email, gave managers until mid-April to get their first dose or an exemption. He didn't specify a deadline for other employees. Thank you for getting vaccinated, and thank you for leading your staff to make the right decision to help protect our patients, wrote Chief Executive Officer Mark Boom. Rules are proliferating, even in workers' leisure time. The Boston Marathon may require runners to produce 2 negative COVID-19 tests for its October event. Official entrants will receive more information in the coming months on testing timelines and requirements, the Boston Athletic Association warned. Civil liberties advocates worry about the privacy implications of any passport system. Alexander Howard, a Washington-based information privacy expert and director of the Digital Democracy Project, said such phone apps could lead a person's information landing in government or private database systems, and this would not be good. We've got a supercomputer in our pocket that gives us godlike powers, but that can only be used against us, he said. Yet some who've had their shots see a benefit in being able to quickly prove it. A 36-year-old concert pianist from the San Francisco Bay Area said a vaccine passport would make his life so much easier and less expensive. Starting in June, when he has a performance in Taipei, he must arrive 3 weeks in advance for quarantine, he said, and is trying to book a hotel for a private home that can equip him with a baby grand piano so he can practice. I'm actually fully vaccinated, he said. I wish I could prove that I had my two shots. Some legal experts have cautioned that because vaccines have only emergency federal approval, businesses can't require them. But that issue is a bit of a red herring, said Harvard's Shakar, who, because of the vaccine data, can be so strong. The shots are so effective and the virus is so dangerous that it must be mandatory. Many universities already require student vaccinations for other diseases. They say they're on a firm footing to mandate coronavirus vaccines, said Emily Morghese, a vice president at the Commission on Independent Colleges and Universities in New York, a group for administrators. Implementation, however, can be risky, particularly for schools with large international populations. If a college requires a vaccine, but students are coming from countries that are utilizing vaccines not approved by the FDA, how does that work? For some, their approach is dictated by the states in which they operate. The Mets and the Yankees, for example, didn't decide that their fans would need proof of vaccination or negative tests to attend a Major League Baseball game. New York State did. It's the same with California concert venues that are finally being allowed to reopen. On Friday, the San Francisco Giants played their home opener under similar restrictions, requiring proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours of the game. The team's chief executive officer, Larry Bear, told local television stations that the restrictions would help fans feel comfortable as they returned to Oracle Park. "We will have the safest spot on planet Earth," he said. "When you're coming to a game, you know you're going to be safe. You'll feel good." So the question is, even though officially the statement is being made that this will not be mandatory because of all of the businesses making the opposite decisions, it is just a matter of time before this will be a mandatory situation. In the New York Times, published on July the 20th, 2021, in an article written by Joseph Goldstein, the title is "New York to Require Vaccination or Weekly Testing for City Health Workers." Now notice it says New York, meaning the city. Alright? New York to require vaccination or weekly testing for city health workers. As I said before, the article is found in the New York Times and it was published on July the 20th, 2021. Alright, here's some of this article. The New York City policy takes aim at improving vaccination rates at public hospitals. Around 60% of workers in the city's public hospital system are vaccinated. Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York said employees of city-run hospitals and health clinics would be required to get vaccinated against the coronavirus and be tested on a weekly basis. About 60% of the workforce has been vaccinated. "Today we announced something new," says the mayor, "a COVID safety requirement for our health workers, the workers we depend on the most, and the workers who are the most vulnerable. We need a strong, clear approach. And every single one of our workers gets vaccinated or gets tested weekly. This will begin on August the 2nd. Every single one of those employees has a choice. Get vaccinated, the better choice, or get tested weekly. And at any point, you can decide, hey, I'm ready to get vaccinated. Then you don't need to get tested weekly anymore. This will be about keeping people safe and stopping the Delhi variant from rising all through the city. If we want to beat COVID once and for all, we have to stop the Delta variant. Health and hospitals lead the way last year, and we are going to protect our health workers and everyone they serve this year. The simple fact is, if you're vaccinated, virtually every active that you are involved in is safer because of the Delta variant. Increasingly, the choice is between infection or vaccination. And that can mean the difference between life and death. Vaccination has been and continues to be the single most important precaution we can take to interact with the public and our colleges and our colleagues. Our processes must reflect the mission and the responsibility to promote the health of our city. It must also promote the health of our staff, our colleagues, and the public we serve. We are planning to extend the COVID safety requirement to additional health department staff beyond our clinics in the weeks ahead. Now, that's a statement made by the mayor of New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York said employees of city-run hospitals and health clinics would be required to get vaccinated against the coronavirus or be tested on a weekly basis. For months, Mayor Bill de Blasio has been reluctant to make coronavirus vaccinations mandatory for anyone, hoping that encouragement, convenience, and persuasion would be enough. But with 2 million adults in New York still unvaccinated, including a high percentage of employees in the public hospital system, and the Delta variant threatening the city with a third wave of cases, City Hall is trying out a new tactic, requiring workers in city-run hospitals and health clinics to get vaccinated or else get tested on a weekly basis, the mayor's spokesman said Tuesday. The new policy, which will be announced by Mr. de Blasio on Wednesday and goes into effect at the beginning of August, goes nowhere near as far as San Francisco's announcement last month that it would eventually require all municipal employees to get vaccinated. Still, it is Mr. de Blasio's first move to require any city employee to show proof of vaccination or a recent negative coronavirus test as a condition of showing up at work. City officials are in complete agreement with this. It will apply to more than 10% of the well over 300,000 people who work for city's government. It remains unclear whether City Hall intends to expand this approach to other city employees, like police officers or teachers or clerical workers, or will limit this to those who work in hospitals and clinics. So now we see what is happening here. The mayor of New York is getting ready to make it mandatory if you're working in a hospital. And of course, they're looking at what is going to happen with other sources of employment. It is only a matter of time, I'm sure, before this entire system will be made mandatory, because there will be always a number of individuals who will not want to do the vaccine, but who will ultimately find themselves subject to the variant. And of course, when there is an increase in the spread, there must be an increase in the war against the spread. It reminds me so clearly of that statement in the Great Controversy, which makes the point that Satan has studied the laboratories of the air around us, and he's learned to know it well. You know, she makes the point there that he breathes in the air and thousands perish, and she makes also the point that these diseases become more frequent and intense as time progresses. You would have thought, with all of the noise that was made in the last few months concerning the vaccine, that that would have been the solution to the problem. But apparently it's not. And with the variants continue to appear, one after the other, in all parts of the world, it would seem that the answer is not as available as you would have thought it would have been. But of course, then, God has warned us concerning that. Because the real source of all of this is the enemy of souls. And you and I need to understand that what God says always comes to pass. You and I must be ready for the time to come. That last statement about the diseases, the pestilences, they will become more intense and more frequent. That is already appearing to take place. How ready are you? How committed to following the will of God are you? Are you willing to do what God has asked you to do? Are you willing to commit yourself to Him and allow Him to lead you in the path of righteousness? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessings that you give. We thank you for all that you have done to protect us from harm and danger. We ask, Lord, that you would fill us with understanding so that we might commit ourselves to following you closely in every degree of understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, July the 27th, 2021.